The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of our God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Image. The word image is a very important theological concept. In the ancient cultures, they believed that only kings were the divine image. And so there's no surprise to find out that the Roman coin, which had the emperor's face on it, also had these words: "Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus." This is the very type of blasphemy which is condemned in the commandments of God. The Jewish faith is unique in the ancient world. In Genesis 1, it declares that the Adam, the human being, is the image and likeness of God. Every human, all humans bear the divine image, and every human and all human have dominion over the earth. Genesis 1 says, we're all sons and daughters of the king. We're all royalty. Now, unfortunately, Adam and Eve rebelled. They decided they didn't want to be the image of God. They wanted to just be God themselves. And unfortunately, by rejecting God's peace, they end up embracing violence and chaos, and the chapters of Genesis pile up, beginning with fratricide, ending up with God having to pull the plug on the whole thing because of human violence and evil. Human societies since the fall have always, to some degree or other, been based on unjust or oppression. Injustice and oppression are part of it. And so the kids waking up today finding out about the bad things in the past are going to have to get over it before they start doing unjust and oppressive things to others. Now, if you look at the history of Israel, those people spent most of their history on the wrong end of the dealing out in power, right? I mean, they had a few good years, but for the most part, they are on the back end of this. Frequently defeated, often enslaved, spending long periods of time in exile, the Jews found themselves crying out for God on a regular basis for deliverance. And the Jewish Bible is very ambivalent about the kings, beginning with God's warning that basically, if you get a king, he's going to steal you blind. If you look at the judgments on the kings in the book of Kings, so it's kind of easy to figure out, you will find that in almost every case they said, well, he was the worst one ever, until the next one who got the title, the worst one ever. There were a couple who received passing grades. Even King David, the great King David, had issues. His son Solomon imposed forced labor. In other words, Solomon brought back the Egypt experience within the kingdom of Israel. And David's grandson, Solomon's son Rehoboam, he was so rotten that they had a civil war and split the kingdom forever. 200 years later, the northern kingdom collapsed, and in 586 the southern kingdom went into exile. But Yahweh had a history of rescuing his people, especially when they found themselves in a tight spot. Moses, Joshua, the judges, they were all human saviors whom God sent to rescue his people. But Isaiah sort of pulls the rug out from under us this morning, or this afternoon. And he says, Cyrus is the Messiah. Cyrus, that's Persia. Persia. He's a pagan. All right? If I said your next priest was going to be an Islamic imam, I'm sure then you would kind of have an idea how bizarre this is. Oh, well, we're not going to have that. Cyrus can't be the Messiah. No one expects Cyrus to be the Messiah. Cyrus is a foreign king. Cyrus is the one who has his thumb on Israel. And yet God says, this is my Messiah. Even though he does not know me. He does not know who I am. I will use him. I will set my people free. And he did. He did. Now, I find this very hopeful as I reflect on political unrest and hostility. I have rarely ever voted for a president with enthusiasm. Unfortunately, I'm one of those bizarre creatures who just can't find. I really can't. They always give me some third-party person who is so obscure as my best matchup. However, I think our divisions right now are the most serious they've been in a very long time. And as you know, I'm not exactly an optimist. And everything I've read and talked about for the last 20 years has prepared me to say, I think this is it. I think this is it. And I will not be surprised if things get really bad. Really bad. But what I've struggled with the most is facing the fact that I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm here to tell you what I think about politics. I think I'm in the image of God because that's what the Bible says. And I think you're in the image of God because that's what the Bible says. And I think they're in the image of God because that's what the Bible says, whoever they are. And if we all remember, if all we do in this church, if all St. Andrew's members do, is remember that everyone is in the image of God, whether you like them or not, whether you agree with them or not. If we remember they're in the image of God and stop calling people thugs and stop calling them animals and stop calling them whatever else we call them. If we remember they are in the image of God, then we will have been faithful Christians in this election season. We can love others, even those who do not love us, even those who, given the chance, would burn this church down. And I assure you there are some who would. Even those who would strike us down, we can love them. God can, and he will use this election. And I'm convinced if Cyrus can be the Messiah, then certainly Biden or Trump can be used by God as he sees fit. Because he's God. Not because I think they're especially easy stuff to work with. It's not because of them, it's because of him. I believe that bad people who do not know the Lord can become messiahs. And whoever wins in any election, good or bad, God can use. It does not matter because he alone is God. There is no other. In other words, what they're saying is, yeah, there's lots of gods, but he's the only God. Because remember, they believe there are lots of gods. He's the real, real, true God. So we have to give to God what belongs to God. Last night, I read through biographies of every president in the United States. And it was humbling. There are people so brilliant. One of them, John Quincy Adams, at 14 years old, was translating Russian for the ambassador. These guys were so gifted. Most of them were brilliant. What they were able to do, and yet so many of Adams was a complete washout as president. Because in spite of all his gifts, all his talents, they're trying to deal with a country that's divided. And so the nice ones were ridiculed because they're trying to make everyone happy. And the others were hated because they made one side happy or another happy. And this is not in my sermon. Because literally last night I just read it. I don't know why until I sat there this morning. The job of president is impossible because we're impossible. We all want something different. And we're all stupid. All of us are stupid. We don't know near as much as we think we do. And we're angry and we're hurt and we ignore the pains and sufferings of others. And the list goes on and on and on. And so the worst thing we can do is pledge our loyalty to some human being, whoever it is. We must pledge our loyalty to God. We must give our trust to God, our fidelity to God, our love to God, because all politics is infected by the rebellion of Adam and Eve. All politics is polluted by death and sin. All of our leaders are flawed, broken human beings who are in many ways far superior to any of us, but they're still broken, flawed human beings. Our job is to see the image in everyone. And I promise you, that's going to be a challenge in the days ahead.